No, no matter how much I rub, I can't feel anything. The cold steel keeps me locked so tight. I want to slide my fingers underneath, but I just can't. Oh, goodness, I must be crazy. Why do I do this to myself? All I can do is just keep listening to erotic audios, keep turning myself on with no way to relieve the burning ache between my legs. I am a good girl. Good girls need their pussy locked. Good girls don't do their release. Good girls stay needy. Good girls love their belts. If only spring were home, I can't get any release for myself, but at least I could lick her pussy and make her feel good. That would distract me. I'm a good girl. Good girls need their pussies locked. Good girls. Oh! There's a car. She's home!
Hey, I'm home. Sorry I'm late. I stopped at the store to pick something up.
Oh, I was wondering. I was right about to text you, but I didn't want to be a bother.
I should have been the one to text you. I wanted to talk about it when I got home.
Talk about what?
Well, it's about your belt.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. That's funny.
You were just. Oh, you were trying to touch, weren't you? Now that you mention it, I can smell it. When you're worked up, you leave a scent in the air.
Whoops.
It's okay, baby. I understand. You wear that belt all the time. For a girl with a libido like yours, I've gotten used to the fact that you're constantly worked up. You just can't help yourself.
Well, do you ever wish I had more self-control?
Baby, you're perfect. I know I was skeptical about the whole chastity thing originally. I'd never had a girlfriend who I couldn't make come. But I'm happy with it now. I see how much you like it. And I have to admit, you really are so cute when you're all needy that way. The desperation is attractive.
Okay, good. I know it's unusual, but this is really. It's my fetish. It makes me happy. I'm sorry if it gets in the way with.
No, I'm not saying that either. I mean, you'd still say we have a pretty active sex life, right?
Right.
It's just shifted the priorities. Less time spent equally, more time spent with you kneeling between your legs, getting me off. You're actually really eager for it. The belt really fires you up.
Well, I'm a good girl, right? Good girls keep their partners satisfied.
Right. All I mean to say is, I've learned that the belt doesn't get in the way of intimacy with you. If anything, it ensures that you're more excited for our time together. The belt actually makes you a better girlfriend, in a way.
Where are you going with this?
We need to talk about the whole dominant issue.
We do? I thought we settled that a long time ago, honey. I don't mind if you're not very commanding in the bedroom. You have enough of being an authority figure at work, so as long as I get to service you, there's no need for you to go out of your way. I don't need a big scary dominatrix, I promise.
Right, but what if the problem was bigger than that?
What do you mean, honey?
When we first agreed to be together, I told you that I wasn't a top or a bottom. I wasn't anything. You said I was just vanilla. At the time, I really did think that. I wasn't lying. It's just, being with you has opened my eyes to a lot of things about myself. I used to think kinky stuff was something weird people did. But I've seen how you engage with it, and it's been stirring feelings inside me. There's things I've wanted to try, but not as a dom.
Are you saying you're a sub too?
Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
What? Stop that! Don't laugh at me!
Sorry. It's just, you didn't realize before. Honey, of course you're a savvy. I knew that the entire time. I think I've tried to explain it to you like 20 times. You're just so thick-headed you never noticed.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, it's all obvious, isn't it? When was the last time you, like, took the lead in the bedroom? Ever?
Well,
normally you come home from work and I help you into your chair and then I make you feel really good with my mouth. It's basically just me, leading you around.
You don't mind that I'm a sub too? You don't wish I was more dominant?
I love you the way you are. Now that you've realized it, I can show you all of the kinky stuff I like. We can drool over it together.
Well, I might have gotten a head start on that. I haven't told you what I did after work, remember?
Someone may have sidetracked me.
Well, after thinking everything through, I went to the fetish store on 5th and bought something for tonight. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. I'm wearing my new stainless steel chastity belt. I had it measured for my size, and I locked it for the first time. I picked a model that matched yours.
What?
This is awkward. I told you, seeing how fulfilled you got engaging in your kinks made me want to try them too. I saw what your belt did to you. It basically plugs you into your submissive side 24/7. It made me want to see what it felt like.
Well, I admit that I was always curious what you'd look like in a belt, not that I'd ever have mentioned that to you. It's, you're very pretty this way.
Thank you.
The only problem is, well, I'm going to miss spending time with your pussy, servicing it, worshipping it. That's what lovemaking between us has always been focused on. I don't even know what we'll do now.
Well, I don't know if this will be an all-the-time thing. What if I don't like it? Besides, you'll have my keys the way you gave me yours. You'll be supervising me when it's cleaning time. So even if I stick with it, you'll still be able to see my pussy.
That makes sense. Still, what about playtime?
That's going to be tough. Neither of us can feel any stimulation. You're into that, like brainwashing about being a good girl, right? I hear you recite it all the time. Maybe we could try you teaching me how to be a good girl? So we can be good girls together.
Good girls together! I do like the sound of that.
Fuck, we really are such subs. It's kind of pathetic.
I don't mind being pathetic, if it's with you. You know, honey, Even if you're wearing a belt, you probably haven't felt much frustration since you put it on before playtime. If we're going to test how you like wearing a belt too, shouldn't we continue in the bedroom?
I guess I have to have the full experience, right? What do we do first?
Since when am I the one who decides things? Maybe we just take our clothes off and lay together for a while, just appreciating what we can have.
Right. Naked.
Honey, I'm seeing a new side of you. You're hiding your face behind your bangs and you're hiding your chest in your arms. You've never looked so submissive before. You're such a cutie.
Ah, thank you. I always thought that there was something almost pure looking about how you look in your belt, like an angel.
You're Angel.
I'm trying to put my hands down there. I just can't feel anything. There's the sensation of metal against my fingertips, but nothing gets underneath. I can't even feel any pressure down there. Nothing reaches it.
I know, it drives me insane. I just want something, anything to give me a little relief, but nothing works. The new belts are cruel. They just cup around your pussy so you don't cheat.
I think I'm starting to feel frustrated.
You're just so cute, bowing at your belts this way.
If I slide my fingers underneath the side, can I get anything at all? Damn, nothing. It fits too well.
Hey, would it be all right if I kissed you?
Of course it would. This is embarrassing to admit.
Yeah.
I used to have this thought when you were pleasuring me that would just make me feral, but I never understood why.
Yeah.
You used to tell me that the fact you were in a belt meant that it was all about my pleasure, that I was the focus. But sometimes I would imagine being told that I didn't fucking deserve to feel your pussy. I had no right to it. Like, even if you were my girlfriend, I didn't have the right to your body.
Oh, and how did that make you feel?
Weak, pathetic, like, what kind of fucking loser doesn't even get to taste her own girlfriend's pussy?
But it made you hot thinking like that?
Yeah.
Well, you were right. You don't deserve my pussy, honey.
What?
Isn't it so frustrating? Seeing me, hearing me, smelling me, but not being allowed to have all of me?
Yeah.
I know what you are now. You can't hide it anymore. You're a good girl. Just like me. That means you don't deserve release. Your pussy needs to be locked. Good girls like us, we need to be kept so fucking needy.
But
and most of all, frustrated. That's why you don't deserve me. Good girls don't deserve to have what they want. You want to taste me,
just as badly as I want to taste you, but neither of us deserve it. I'm a good girl, and so are you.
You'll teach me how to be a good girl?
Of course, honey. I never even thought about doing something like that until now, but doesn't that just sound so, so romantic? Letting me teach you to be meek and pathetic and needy and obedient just like me. I want us to be such good girls together.
Fuck. When you say it that way, I can try to learn. I want more. I'm getting so hot.
Can't you feel it? Wouldn't you do anything for just the tiniest bit of relief?
Oh, I tried to. I'm pressing myself against you. But I just can't feel anything. Nothing.
I really, really want to grind myself against you too, but we can't. The metal, the steel of your belt is just bumping into mine.
I can't even stop myself. Can't stop myself. Can't stop from grinding, rolling my hips against you, and nothing. Everything is nothing. My pussy is just, fuck, it's just throbbing now. I just want to feel something against it, but I can't.
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve release. Good girl.
What if we tried putting our heads between each other's legs and
69?
Yeah.
You know it won't matter. The belts are fitted to us. There's not enough space around the edges to lick around.
I know. Just, we have to keep trying, okay? Please? Please?
You're so needy. I love it. Okay.
Nothing but metal. It's like trying to lick the side of a lamppost. Just the smallest hint of your taste. Teasing dampness. Nothing more. I want to make you squeal at the sensation of my tongue sliding into your wet folds. I want you to shudder at the touch of my taste buds against your sensitive nub. But I can't. I can't have your clit. I can't have you.
I can feel your breath against my thighs, but even with that, anything against the plate, there's just nothing. Nothing is getting to my pussy. Ugh, everything is. My head is so fuzzy.
Fuck. I can't feel it. I can't feel your tongue. I'm so wet. I want it so bad. Please. Please. Fuck.
Belts 1, us 0. I'm not surprised, though. I told you before. We're just good girls. We don't deserve to come. We don't deserve the slightest bit of relief.
But why? Why don't we deserve it?
Because there are women born to rule and women born to serve. Rulers deserve to be lavished with pleasure, but not good girls. Good girls are servants who know their place. Good girls like us understand pleasure, release, satisfaction, but it's for women who actually deserve it.
We don't deserve any at all?
Only one joy. The joy of service, of being pleasing, of being a good girl. Do you want that? Do you want to be a good girl?
I do. I want it so badly. I want to be a good girl.
More than you want to come?
More than I want to come.
More than you want to taste me?
Yes.
Good girl, you don't deserve to feel satisfied. You don't deserve my pussy. You deserve to be frustrated. You deserve to be needy and hot and so fucking helpless. You need to be a good girl and be wet and pathetic. Most of all, you need your belt. Will you say it for me, please?
I'm a good girl. I don't deserve satisfaction. I don't deserve your pussy. Fuck.
Keep going, honey. You're doing so well.
I deserve to be frustrated and needy and wet and a submissive fucking slut. I need to be a good girl and be so fucking pathetic, just like you. And I need to stay belted.
Good girl.
Please, don't unlock me. I want to be a good girl.
Hearing you say that is doing things to me. It's so hard not to squirm.
Maybe you need to say it too. You're a good girl too, right?
Ugh, I'm a good girl, and I don't deserve to come. I don't even deserve to taste your amazing pussy. I just need to be frustrated. I just need to be a good girl in my belt. Ugh.
Yes, that's right. You don't deserve to... Fuck. You don't deserve to fucking come, baby. Good girl.
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 Good girl. Good girl. It's too much. My body's so hot. It's like I'm burning. Fuck. Do I ever cool down?
The ache never goes away. Sometimes it's hot, like this. Sometimes it's cool. You can almost ignore it, but it's always there, and anything can make you feel this way.
Fuck. How am I going to... How can I handle?
I still haven't figured it out quite yet.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Mm.
I'm covered in sweat. I've never been so sticky in my life.
Not all of that is sweat.
I don't even want to shower. I don't want to get up. Oh, and I'm so fucking horny. How am I even going to sleep this way? I'm going to be tossing and turning all night.
A certain girl used to complain when I did that. I wonder if she understands why now. Don't worry, baby. At least we'll be squirming together.
Thank you.
You know what would be funny? If we just both lost each other's keys.
Don't even joke about that. Do you know how unsanitary that would be? These things need to be removed and washed every few days.
Don't ruin the fantasy.
You're so weird.
You can't say that. You're just totally as weird as I am.
Fine. We're weird. Happy?
Very.
Oh. 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 Oh.